But Stephen Silvani's been good enough to join us. Carlton list manager, thanks to the NAB, supporting footballers from NAB AFL Auskick to the big time. Soss, welcome to the program. You got your man today, so congratulations for that. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
And it is pretty exciting times. I know that it seems as if player movement is as plentiful in this trade period as it's been in any so far, and it seems as if no one is beyond asking a question about it. Doesn't really matter anymore if you're contracted or not. Questions still tend to get asked.
Yeah, I guess it is. I think maybe free agency has a little bit to do with that. Players coming out of free agency, you know, in 12 months or even two years left on their contract. So it is a bit of a changing landscape, but look, I think from a public point of view, there's plenty of activity, and I think they like it.
Steve, congratulations on landing Mitch McGovern. Can we just talk about where he's actually going to play? Obviously, he is predominantly a forward, and therefore the strategy of the Blues is if he's played as a forward, is you're going to have a pretty big front half with obviously Charlie Curnow and Harry Mackay. You've still got Levi Casbolt on your books. You can't play all four of them up there, but three tall forwards would be a bit of a throwback.
Yeah, it is. I think probably West Coast had the three tall forwards on grand final day as well. But having said that, look, he's, you know, one sort of 191 centimetres, a little bit similar height to Charlie Curnow. They're not overly tall, but they obviously got great they've got great leaps, and they can really mark the ball, and they're quite agile, got really good speed. So he's not your genuine tall, but he plays taller than what his height is. So, but we're delighted to have Mitch on board, and I think he'll really complement our forwards. And I think you saw probably later on in the year, he actually played a couple of games down back for the Crows as well. So he's got some flexibility about him as well.
So you gave up picks essentially 26 and 28 to get pick 13 from the Swans, which you ended up using for Mitch McGovern. It was something that I think was obviously in the wind for you for quite a while. You felt that you needed to add some experience, not just continue to add youth?
No, I think that's we've publicly come out and said that, Dwayne. Look, we've really attacked the draft in the last 3 years, and we've been a very young team, particularly this year. We sort of averaged 11 players under the age of 21, between 18 and 21, so on average. So we've had 11 players out there, and if you have a look at our list profile, in terms of quality, we really haven't got a lot of quality players through that sort of 22 to 26 year old age group, and that's not just about just getting players in who fit in that age group. It's the quality of those players. So we felt that Mitch was one of those players that we should really approach, and fortunately, we're able to do a deal with the Crows, and I think both parties would be happy with the outcome.
Another player in that age group is Alex Fasolo. So before we leave the forward line, where does that sit? And is the urgency to get him into the club, was it ramped up a little with the retirement of Matthew Wright, who gave terrific service for the Blues for the 3 years he was there?
Yeah, I think so. Look, we've sort of been looking for a bit of a small forward in a sense. Having said that, we've got a number of youngsters in that role, but once again, he brings a little bit of experience. He's probably not your true small forward in the sense. He plays a bit taller than what he is, and he's got some speed and can take a mark. But what we do know is he's a goal kicker. We just felt we needed some more goal kicking power up in our forward line. So we were apt to have Alex on board.
And Will Setterfield, what's the latest there?
Yeah, we're obviously trying to work through some scenarios with the Giants. So, you know, hopefully by the end of the trade period, we can come to an agreement. So, we're in discussions, and hopefully that gets done by the end of the trade period.
And a difficult decision coming up for the club with a young guy by the name of Ben Silvani, I understand.
Yeah, well, difficult, I don't know. It's up to our head recruiter and recruiting team. So, obviously, I stand out of that.
Yep.
So, you know, he's up to it, and they feel as though that he's worthy of being drafted, well and good. If not, well, he's like any other 18-year-old. If they don't get picked, he's got to find another way to get in the system.
Have you spoken to his old man? What's his dad reckon he's worth, pick-wise?
I haven't spoken to his old man.
But you think he's worthy of a list spot? That's the bottom line for you?
Oh, look, I look at the end of the day, it's not my call, Dwayne. No. I think he plays TAC Cup. He's played in the National Championship. So really, that's up to the people to make those decisions.
You think your club's bounced back a little bit in terms of the overall persona of the club? It seems as if you have kind of looked at last year as being rock bottom and have had a little bit of a bounce in the last couple of months. There seems to be some positive sky.
Oh, look, we always felt there was some positive sky, Dwayne. I mean, look, when you go through a list build, a rebuild, really, you go through some real growing pains and, you know, there's peaks and troughs. And, you know, if you look at our first 2 years, in some ways we might have overachieved with what was happening. And then for some reason this year, obviously there was a bit of form to it, but we just couldn't get anywhere close to our best 22 out on the ground. We were making four or five changes either through injury or performance. And just to have a look at our back line, it was decimated really for the whole year. We played 17 players through the back half of the year, and losing Sam Doherty early obviously didn't help with such a young group. So, look, it wasn't a year we really wanted, but what it did do is give us plenty of games to blood our kids. So we feel as though we got a lot of games into our kids. Now, some of those kids probably didn't deserve games, but they know what AFL footy's all about now. So hopefully that gives them some grounding to know how hard they have to work during the off-season.
Steve, how long was the conversation with Dylan Scheel yesterday? Was there any level of awkwardness to it? And are you in a position to be able to share any of the reasons he gave you as to why he wouldn't be joining the Blues?
Oh, yeah, he actually rang me yesterday. Look, Dylan was fantastic. Obviously, you know, when you make those calls, it's obviously difficult on the player's behalf, but he conducted himself in a real professional manner. Obviously, I asked one or two questions why. He didn't choose Carlton. And really, he felt as though Carlton was an exciting team. Really, what it got down to was he just felt as though Essendon was probably a year or two ahead of Carlton in terms of where they were at with their football, in terms of playing finals and whatever. So I think that was the main reason why. But look, I wished him all the very best. I know Dylan from the Giants, and he's a great young man, and wished him all the best.
So does getting Mitch McGovern, a tall marking player, and not getting a midfielder like Scheel to your club mean that you might more likely get a Sam Walsh with your first draft pick rather than one of the King guys who are fairly tall players?
Yeah, well, generally, Dwayne, we go to the draft and pick the best player. That's the way we'd like to approach it. Having said that, you know, we'll have a look what sort of we get through the trade period. But generally, my philosophy is, you know, the trade period is to get the player that you require on your list, and the draft is the one to actually, let's pick the best player.
So you've decided who that best player is now. You just obviously wouldn't tell me, but...
No, we actually haven't. We've probably cut it down to about three or four players.
Okay.
So generally we get to this period. We've got a general idea of where players are ranked, you know, but generally we sort of have them in positions. And then once we get through where our picks sort of sit, really after this draft, this trade period, we'll put them in order.
John Holland's just picked up his third wicket, Pakistan four down. And last one from me, Steve, no disrespect to Mitch McGovern and no disrespect to whoever you're going to take as the number one choice, but your best recruit off season might be a bloke by the name of Andrew Russell.
Yeah, well, that came as a bit of a surprise. I found out about it on Twitter, actually. So
seriously?
Went under the radar. Under the radar at our club. Look, I think it's a fantastic get. Obviously, I think he spent 14 years at Hawthorn. Wealth of experience, you know, and for him to get, for our football club, particularly Brad Lloyd, to get him to our football club, obviously is a great get. And, you know, hopefully he does some wonders with some of our youngsters coming through, but also our senior players.
Got a bloke by Robert, name of Robert Walls back too, Soss.
Yeah, Wallsy. You know, I hope Wallsy coached me, what was it, about 30 years ago. He used to terrorise me, Wallsy. But But fantastic. It is great to have him back. Like, obviously, you know, always been a Carlton person, really good Carlton person. I managed to work with Wolsey on Channel 10 for a while, so I get on really well with him. But, yeah, great get by the club, and look forward to seeing him around the club.
Great stuff, Soss. Good luck tomorrow.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Still Silvani, Carlton list manager, superstar in his own right.